shared his disease. I don't know. I've wondered about that a lot the past decade. It went away after I gave the order to turn on you. But Smoke and I weren't the only ones. The whole principality felt the same. There was a memory of a time, before, when the company... There was no such time. Not that anybody bothered to record in the histories and documents of those days. The little I've been able to decipher of our own annals from back then is dully routine. The only terrible battle I found came when the company was 3 generations old. It took place not far from here, and the company lost. It was almost wiped out. Its 3 volumes of annals fell into enemy hands. They've been in Taglian libraries ever since. From the moment the company returned to Taglios, access to those has been denied us. All kinds of crazy things were done to keep us from getting to those books. People died because of those books. And from all I can see, the real secret that's hidden there, that had to be kept at all cost, was that nothing extraordinary happened during those early years. It was not an age of rapine and endless bloodshed. How could older people of 12 states remember something that never happened and become terrified that it was going to happen again? I shrugged. I don't know. We'll ask Kina how she did it. Right before we kill her. The Radish's expression told me she was thinking she was not alone in her ability to believe the impossible. I said, "You want to shake loose from your lunatic friend? You want to get off the hook with us? You want to get your brother back?" Presumably the possibility that the Prabhrindra Dra still lived had grown significant in her recent thoughts. The Radisha opened and closed her mouth several times. Never an attractive woman. Age and present circumstance conspired to make her almost repulsive. "I should condemn?" Time was doing no favors for me, either. I said, "It can be managed. All of it." "My brother is dead." "No, he's not." No one outside the company knows, not even Soulcatcher. But the people she trapped out there under the plane are frozen in time. Sort of. I don't understand the mystic science involved. The point is, they're there, they're healthy, and they can be brought back out. I've just made a deal that will give us the key we need to open the way. "You can bring my brother back. Cordy Mather, too." The light was not good, but I detected the rush of color to her neck. "There are no secrets from you people, are there?" "Not many." "What do you want from me?" I never expected to be at this point with the woman, despite her down-to-earth, sensible, business-like reputation. So I didn't have a ready answer. But I did manage to come up with a wish list quickly. You could step out in public someplace, where a whole lot of people would see you and recognize you and repudiate the Protector. You could exculpate the Black Company. You could fire the Great General. You could announce that you've been under Soulcatcher's evil spell for 15 years, but now you've finally made your escape. You can make us the good guys again.
"I don't know if I can do that,"